sponsored these programs for, I guess, 15, 20 years now.
It's pretty worthwhile.
Yeah, it's good. It brings good things to town.
We oh, get if there's no organization like mm-hmm. that,
you just don't get
it.
That's right. Well, yeah, now let's answer it a little, briefly.
When your clothes get dirty, what do you call the process that you go through to get them clean again?
Well, you just mean washing, like if I'm going to wash them myself, I'll send them to the dry cleaner if I'm not going to do it myself.
All right, and after you wash them?
Then I iron them. Now, if I have a linen dress that is a little wrinkled, but it isn't dirty, I press that. I have to make a distinction between pressing and ironing. I iron something that's just been washed, and it's got to be ironed. But if the dress is a little wrinkled, I press it.
And what do you call this washing, drying, and ironing process on, called doing the...
Well, you all get, I guess most people call doing the laundry. Some people say doing the washing. I don't wash anything that I can help. I send the sheets and pillowcases and everything, towels to the laundry, and just wash other clothes. So I don't do a big washing. But a lot of people, if they use a washing machine and they have a lot of children, I hear them say, oh, I do 2 and 3 loads a week, something like that. So they speak of it that way.
What do you call the part of a house that extends in front of it?
The porch.
Right. Do you make a distinction, or do you know of people mm-hmm. who do, between the front and the back?
No, not in this area, I would say with you. Now, if you lived in Charleston, you might speak of the gallery or something, but we'd say front porch and back porch.
That'd
be
the distinction.
To my mind, the gallery is a long porch like one of those houses in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Does it make a difference if a porch has a roof or not?
Yes, we would speak of one that didn't have a roof as a terrace, wouldn't we? Or a patio or something of the sort.
And whether it's screened or not screened?
No, I don't believe I'd make any distinction there except to speak of the screened porch.
And how about size? Does this make a difference in terminology?
You mean if it were...
If it were large or long?
Size, first of all, that... No, I don't believe I'd have any difference. I'd just say a large porch. She has a big porch, a large porch. I don't believe I have any distinction in terminology.
If your front door were open, you might say to someone...
Close the door. I might say shut the door, but most of the time we'd say close the door, I believe.
What do you call the outside boards that are on a house, usually wood, but they could be aluminum?
I call it weatherboarding. We did as we were growing up. And now the term siding, aluminum siding, has come in.
Do you think of siding as being only aluminum, or could it be wood too?
I would think of it just as aluminum, I believe. Some people might, well, think of it as wood, but if it were wood, I'd either call it shingles or old-fashioned weatherboarding.
Now, let's talk about the word drive.
Right.
Today I will get in the car
and drive. He's going to need his principal
parts. There we go again. Yesterday
I drove.
Many times
I have driven. I put in a good word to get Annie Terry, Mr. John Walrigan's stepdaughter who lives with him, to tell her it wasn't scary. But now that would scare him, you see.
Yes,
he'd be afraid he'd say it wrong, bless his heart.
That's right. And this is something sometimes we...
I would omit it with people that I thought didn't know.
What do you call the top part of the house, the extreme top part the outside?
Are you thinking of the roof?
Mm-hmm. And what are the channels by which the water is taken from the roof?
I call the term gutter, or gutter pipe sometimes.
What are the low places between the gables on a roof called?
Let me think. Well, I can't even think of a word, honey. What did I say? I just can't say. What would I say? I don't know what word you're trying to make me say.
You can
say something. I'd say whether it's common usage with me.
It's the word I think of. Sometimes you think of hills as versus...
valleys.
Do you ever hear that?
I wouldn't think of calling it that, I don't believe. Maybe I've just never called that anything. I couldn't think of a word.
I'm afraid I've never called it anything. What do you call an outdoor toilet?